Hi, it has been so exciting seeing the registrations coming in for our Revive Lifestyle Medicine Safari Retreat in Africa happening this January 2025. If this has been on your bucket list, or if you have already gone and you cannot wait to go back, now is the time to save your spot. We'll be having incredible wildlife viewing excursions, including primate trekking, seeing elephants, rhinos, giraffes, lions, and more. Cultural experiences with local guides, healthful food in beautiful accommodations, participating in a service project, and sharing expertly guided lifestyle medicine activities, including nutrition, physical activity, stress relief, sleep, connection, nature, and more. How can you find out more about it? Well, go to the website stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat. That's stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat, where you can learn more about our incredible itinerary and save your spot. CME is included for healthcare professionals. Any questions, reach out, and I cannot wait to share this incredibly transformative experience with you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Stress-Free MD podcast, where you learn how to be stress-free from the inside out, elevate your calm, and live your best, healthiest life. I'm your host, Dr. Robin Tiger, your self-care doctor. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stress-Free MD podcast. I am so happy you're joining me today for another inspiring episode. I frequently hear from my clients, and even more so these days, that they are having a really hard time falling asleep. And I used to have this issue. I used to have it quite frequently, probably just about every night. I mean, after a full day of working at the hospital or office, reading a ton of cases out, doing lots of procedures, lots of biopsies, and running a bunch of errands on the way home, get in the door, the au pair hands off the kids, cook dinner, feed the kids, feed the dog, bathe the kids, clean the kitchen, fold the laundry, put the laundry away, make the lunches, read to the kids, put them into bed, get on the computer to finish up some work and answer emails, shower, brush my teeth, my pajamas, get into bed. Oops, forgot to start the dishwasher. Back downstairs I go. Now I'm back into bed again, and oops, forgot to switch the laundry. Okay, now I'm really getting into bed. Wait, did I turn on the burglar alarm? And check the alarm. Usually it was on. And then back into bed. And yes, I do have an amazing husband that helped me with a bunch of these things, but this is how it would go every night. And I would be lying in bed with my eyes wide open, feeling wide awake, now scrolling on my phone, getting stressed about being awake and knowing I'm going to be tired tomorrow, and tomorrow hasn't even happened yet. And that just causes lots of anxiety and stress, right? So, does any of this sound like you? Does any of this sound familiar? Yeah. And if you're like me and you like to be in control of the situation, most of us, you expect to just flick the switch from awake to sleep. And well, that isn't happening. Wouldn't that be nice? There's no such switch. Just as like there's no such switch as I call the bathroom switch, where I would love to just being able to switch the switch on when I need to go to the bathroom and turn it off so that it doesn't happen at inopportune times. But there's no bathroom switch and there's no sleep switch, at least not a traditional switch. As a board-certified lifestyle medicine physician, I have learned what works better is to actually have an organized sleep transition routine. And being such a visual person, aka a diagnostic rad, I see this switch not as this traditional light switch on off, but more like a dimmer switch. So you can think of your sleep transition routine as your dimmer switch that helps you to ease into sleep. So I'm going to lay out the key steps you can use to create that dimmer switch, to dim it down and to fall asleep more easily. Number one is, before we even get into the transition steps, is to actually set your sleep-wake schedule so you know what time to begin your transition. Your body and mind work best when you know how many hours of sleep you actually need to feel refreshed and ready for the day. Take that number of hours and subtract it from the time you need to wake up in the morning, and that becomes the time you need to be asleep in your bed. Remember, that's not the time you get into bed, but the time you're actually asleep. Then your sleep-wake schedule is set. So don't skip this step, because it's really important to even know when to start dialing it down. Okay? So once your sleep-wake schedule is set, we can go on to number two, which really involves turning that dimmer switch on, cranking it down, dimming it down to allow you to fall asleep. So number two, we focus on 1 to 2 hours before bed. And this is when you're going to be implementing your transition routine. And I've divided the steps into things you can do out of bed and things you can do while in bed. Okay? So out of bed first, consider relaxing, non-stimulating activities. Maybe a gentle, slow walk outside, opening up all five senses. You know, I love to talk about the five senses, your five friends. And for me, I love to hear the frogs at night, the peepers, and the crickets and some of the birds, smell some of the flowers, watch the ducks in the pond and the sky change colors as the sun sets, as I walk along the mountain paths near my home. Gentle yoga is a wonderful way to relax muscular tension. I focus on a somatic-based yoga practice and yoga teachings. Those are my go-to methods, and I do it either on the floor next to my bed, sometimes even in bed. And there's a free neck and shoulder release that's somatic-based, a video that you may find extremely helpful, and that's free on my website, on my homepage, if you want to check that out. Another really wonderful position is legs up the wall, or putting your legs on a chair to relieve the heaviness of your legs if you were standing for a while, and to decrease your heart rate and blood pressure by stimulating the baroreceptors in your neck. They sense pressure, and when that pressure increases, it actually tells your brain to decrease your heart rate, decrease your blood pressure so you can feel more calm. Again, this one in particular is if it's medically allowed. So if you have any issues with your blood pressure being controlled, please check with any of your healthcare providers that may be on your case, and making sure that if you're on medications, you check in with them for this one. Grounding Qigong. Qigong is a wonderful, really mindful, relaxing movement series. I love a 10-minute five-element flow sequence that I teach in my online programming and in-person retreats and workshops, and it has a little story that goes along with it, which is really fun and makes it really easy to remember. I invite you to turn the lights down in your house and only keep on the minimal light needed. And what happens is, as you turn down the lights, your pineal gland, small pea-sized gland in your brain, gets the signal through light being less so. When the light comes down, less light is being absorbed by your retina, and it tells your brain that it's nighttime, and it tells your pineal gland that it's nighttime, so that means sleep time. And that means your pineal gland will start to secrete melatonin, which is needed for sleep. Put on some comfy clothes. Ditch anything uncomfortable. Take off those work clothes, pantyhose, if you're like me, heels, ties, and belts, yuck. I used to walk around for hours uncomfortable and realize way too late that I was still in my dress-up clothes, as my daughter would call them. So ditch all of that and just put on some comfy clothes. I invite you to take off your socks and shoes and go barefoot and sense your feet touching the ground, whether you're inside or outside, which really helps you to come out of busy thinking mind and back into your body. You know, get out of those 60,000 thoughts that are floating around in your brain that you have all day, and remembering that you can't think and feel at the same time. So I'm always inviting you to come back into your body by focusing on the sensations. Cuddling with a human or a pet to increase oxytocin. Oxytocin is that bonding hormone, that love hormone that makes you feel good, right? So adding in some cuddling time with a human or a pet. Putting on soft music. Make sure it's not stimulating. Make sure it's calming. I know that I am really sensitive to sound, and certain types of music actually agitate me while others relax me. And I know what that music is. So really tap into the music that makes you feel calm and grounded. Maybe choose a calming scent that you love. I love vanilla, lavender, eucalyptus for the evenings. And you can do that through burning a candle or incense. Doing self-massage with scented lotion or oil. And I talk about this more in episode 50 on self-soothing touch, understanding how to massage your body long on the long bones in a circular motion on the joints. And I would add in your feet as well if you love that. I do. And whether it's with your hands or using what I like to use, an old tennis ball, make sure it's soft on the plantar or bottom aspect of your feet. My clients love it. I love it. And it's really a wonderful way to help to relax you and to decrease the tension in your fascia, which actually makes more room in your body for your muscles to expand and for you to feel more comfortable in your body. Taking a warm bath or shower to aid in cooling off your body, because we want to cool off the core essentially in your body. And that drives vasodilation in your extremities, which means heat will dissipate through your extremities and will cool your core. Your core needs to cool for you to fall asleep. Okay, so those are some key things you can do while out of bed as to create that dimmer switch. So now let's talk about what you can do while you are in bed. When you're in bed, it's important to stay warm. Right, stay warm. So again, we want to increase vasodilation of the extremities to cool the core. So you can do that by making sure you have enough blankets, that you're wearing enough clothing, including socks if your feet tend to be cold. Reading in bed. Something not work-related or stimulating. And make sure it's a real book. Right? So we don't want to be reading on a tablet with all of that backlight, all of that blue light, which actually suppresses your pineal gland and suppresses melatonin and actually can even increase cortisol, which is stress hormone, right? So we don't want that. And I've been told by several eye specialists, optometrists, ophthalmologists, that the blue light glasses don't really work. So don't waste your money on those. Just avoid that light 1 to 2 hours before bed. As I mentioned, putting your legs up when you're out of bed on the chair or a wall, you can actually also do that on your backboard. I actually turn around and put my legs up on the backboard. Again, make sure this is okay. If you have any blood pressure issues, make sure that you get this checked out and get cleared for this one. You can use calming breathing tools while in bed, such as cleansing breath, beak or straw breath, the 4-7-8 breath. I've talked about these breathing tools on other episodes, and I even have some free videos on my website for you to learn to practice along with me with these tools. I love guided meditation in bed, and so many of my clients do. Just popping in headphones, you can pop me in your ears. I have other meditations, some mine, some others, that I love to listen to. And you know, my clients make me laugh when they say, "Dr. Tiger, I sleep with you every night." And then they get embarrassed because it came out wrong. I am certified through iRest, which is a meditation. It's just wonderful. It was developed initially for a military in Walter Reed Army Hospital. And that is actually my go-to. And that's what I share with my clients. So whatever you listen to, whether it's eye rest, whether it's a different meditation, make sure that it's specifically for sleep. A lot of people don't know that certain meditations can be very stimulating, and those are for daytime, but they're not for sleep. So we want to make sure that whatever you're listening to is specific for sleep. We want to turn the mind down. All right. Lots of choices here. And so this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to have to worry about doing all the things at once. I know as physicians, we see a list and we think we need to do all or none. And if you're someone who's type A, a perfectionist, no matter what you are, physician or not, you may be thinking, I'm going to do all the things. So just as I always share with you, focus on being 1% better each day. Just 1% better. So start to just implement maybe one of these changes at a time as you begin to create your own dimmer switch to transition into sleep. And I invite you to start writing down what's working for you in a place where you can see it so you can actually have something tangible that you can look at to remind you of the things that you want to do 1 or 2 hours before bed, the things that are working for you. Someplace you'd have easy access to them. Now, if you're thinking, I want more help on getting a nourishing night's sleep, you will love, love, love my online self-paced program called Sleep Soundly. And that's in the self-care shop on the Stress-Free MD website. And if you're a healthcare professional, they're seeing me included for that Sleep Soundly self-care shop program. The link for that's in the show notes. And the link for your CME, if you're a healthcare professional, for this particular episode is in the show notes as well. If you love this episode, please share it with others you care about in your life. They will love you for it. Thank you so much for listening and for taking time to care for amazing you. Remember to be kind to one another and to be kind to yourself. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode of the Stress-Free MD podcast. Hi, I'm so happy that you're here listening to the Stress-Free MD podcast, learning short, actionable tools to relieve the stress in your life. And I've got some amazing news for you. I've created some short videos for you where you can learn stress-relieving tools by video format as well. Me teaching you on videos. They're totally free. They're very short. They're about 5 minutes in length each because I know how busy you are. And all you have to do is go to my website, www.stressfreemd.net. And on the homepage, it says, Feel Calm Now. And then you can click the link to get your free videos and I'll send them directly to your inbox in your email. And you can share this website with your friends, your family, your colleagues, so they can feel calm too. So go get your videos. What are you waiting for?